So thank you for coming and sharing with us, and I hope that everybody learned something new. And big thanks to all the speakers and all the presenters. And I look forward to hear your feedback. How could we improve this task force, and how could we make it more productive? So how could we extend? What kind of presenters should I invite next time, or should we move and create more hands-on? But first, I need some presenters who could put together such information. I'm sure that with the Giant Phase 2, we will have more things happening, and I would be also happy if Jan also could join us time to time and speak about the cloud activity and how things are progressing with this. And so we will have hopefully three task forces, and they could give some updates and get some inputs and somehow work together on this area. And inside Giant, we don't have every NRAN, so I would be more and more happy to have more and more NRANs involved in this community and hear their voices, what they are looking for, what they are implementing, what kind of collaboration services they are working on, actually. And I guess we will see more and more WebRTC things. Actually, what I see, we see many Pexip installations coming around, and we see that video is also has many installation in our community, and video has WebRTC integrations. So I look forward maybe see the SAN integration and how what are the challenges to solve this and how they set up new things. And I'm also looking forward to see the Jitsi and what Renato did and how we could collaborate together. And I think it's very important to have this service, and because it has Edugate enabled, and it is the only service, WebRTC service actually, that is for a community and for free available. So continue and see and look forward to extend this thing. So this is why I'm asking this. What Emil mentioned already is streaming and recording on YouTube functionality that is coming. So I'm really looking forward to see and use your if it possible. I guess it is open for the community, and you are planning to keep it open.
Yes, as far as the community is interested in having this service, we want. Of course, to keep it and to promote it and develop it.
Yeah, so I appreciate that we have this. I think we are approaching the wonderful WebRTC standard, and I think we should also follow the standards and follow all other things. Many things are happening. Mozilla Chrome are doing very good job, and they are working very heavily to improve the user experience. And I. We are seeing that Microsoft is also made steps, and Edge will support toward PC, and Apple is made some steps. So we are expecting more and more things happening. What we see that SDP importance is fading out. So unified communication things and the backward compatibility will be. Maybe changing the direction with WebRTC on it. There will be more things about the web developers that do not like SDP, and this is why I think this is happening. And it is a living standard, so we should see on what IATF is working on and follow the standardization at every level, the media level, and also the notifier worker version things, and also what happening in the W3C. And I'm very happy that we could have here Warren from Costats, because he's writing some specs, and he could give us from the first hand information. And I think we need to go further and step in these working groups and from the day one join these working groups and add our priorities. Okay, what we provided in the first phase of the challenge, we provided this WebRTC roadmap, what is available on the task force webpage. There are many technology scoutings about services, media API, and I think many things. We created demonstrator application. We have real production application and experiences from RenatDev, from Renavu. We have a web-based application that how to demonstrate. We demonstrated that building a web application based on WebRTC is not need too much effort. And we created this long-term proof of concept distributed around Europe service. That is actually supporting the REST API and also the long-term credential, so a username password, and we are looking forward to introduce the old because the server side is almost done. We are waiting for implementing the Firefox and Chrome to implement this, and as we heard that they will this. Do this later on this year. The next meeting will be a society meeting at the Nordnet conference, Helsinki, Finland, and it is also planned to replicate in the same way, like this way, as far as I understand, with the Xeon Space 2 task forces. And actually, the date is not yet fixed and the time, and there will be also another media streaming working group meeting there. So we could collaborate in many things. So that's all from my part. Many thanks for your attention, and I'll see you next.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Next time it's going to be co-located with the Nordnet conference, right? Do you know if so there's quite a lot of people from universities coming to Nordnet conferences, aren't there?
We expect so.
Yeah. So could it be an idea to maybe do some kind of like try to get some hands-on workshop on making your own WebRTC application there?
We need a presenter.
Yes.
There is
good.
One there who's going to be there.
That's a question. I guess we have many times we don't have many universities in North America, at least last time.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Very few of university people, so we have to catch them. That could be a good idea to have a workshop.
The situation has been a little different when that one person has been in Finland. So the location matters.
Is it a good or a bad location to get a university?
Well, it might be a good location to get Finnish universities there.
Yeah, but again, they're still universities, right? You have to start somewhere.
Am I?
Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that Stefan's going to be there, aren't you? Stefan? Aren't you going to be there at the Nordnet conference?
I think so.
Yeah? Well, I mean, you know a bit or two about coding a WebRTC application.
Yeah.
And at least then you do something hands-on and you show people how to do this. And
yeah, okay. So we need to discuss, and I'm very happy, and please let me know any comments, or if you know any presenters, or you know any topic that you want to hear about, so I will try to invite speakers about this, but I'm also thinking that we need more things from our community, and more hands-on and such tutorials or something like this. So creating simple things and demonstrating that how it works and how the components we need to put together and how it works. So that's all. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Just a second. There was someone who helped us very much and worked behind the scenes, and I think we need to give a big applause to her, because he organized yesterday a very nice evening, and I think we should somehow express this.
Hands-on coding style workshop, and you could have a very shorter workshop for more management type people, where you explain what this is, what you can do with this.
We need time. This is the question. If you have time and real people who could do this.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So
anyhow, I'll give my regards. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank you, for organizing and the event for hosting us. It was a very nice event.
Oh,
awesome. Thank you.